Hey, good morning, Murph.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you this week?
Terrific. Great week so far. Getting ready for a big game this weekend. Now, the big problem or question, I guess, would be, do we have anybody healthy enough to play this game? Because guys are dropping like flies, Coach.
Yeah, we're getting there. We had a good practice yesterday. Today's the padded practice, so this will sort a lot of things out for us. But, yeah, we'll be ready to go. We've had a lot of moving parts, and a couple guys, unfortunately, have to go to IR and have some new faces, particularly on the practice squad. So we're working at it.
Does it create a few more coaching challenges when you've got guys kind of coming in and out and, a new guy every week? Does it create a little bit of a difference in the way you approach said game?
Well, definitely. I mean, you have to be fluid through your personnel groups, and that's really the process of putting together a game plan. You never want to be one player away from getting out of a particular personnel group. So that's why we always carry 7 or 8 personnel groups into a game offensively. So this week we may only go with 5 because of our numbers, but it's just all part of the planning.
I think maybe never have words that you have spoken rang more true, Coach, than when early in the season you talked about the chess game being not necessarily on the field for 60 minutes, but in your talent evaluations leading into game day, the depth being as critical to what you do in coaching now as the plays you're calling on game day.
Nick, that was an awesome question.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Coach.
And Murphy should take note.
It had the perfect amount of butt kissing, the perfect amount of questioning.
Right.
Well done.
Thank you, Coach. I think that is a very meaty steak that we just cut into. Yes.
Well, I mean, frankly, in my opinion, and it's something that I've talked to our offensive players about a lot is, to me, the chess game is Monday through Saturday. And when the game starts, it's really checkers. Because if you're sitting there playing chess on Sunday, I mean, you're playing way too slow. So, and that's what, Wednesday, Thursday, particularly for the players and the coaches when you hit the practice field at 4. So I think it's a great analogy on your part, Nick, and it was definitely the best question we've had in weeks.
Now, one of your new players, Niall Davis, who came in pretty quick last week, didn't have a chance to really absorb much in 1 or 2 days, has had a week now, or a little over a week. Will we see a little more of him on Sunday?
Yes, I hope so. I mean, he's definitely getting acclimated. He's real diligent. Had a chance to visit with him a little bit yesterday. So today's a big practice for him and Don Jackson just to get comfortable in the schemes. And the biggest challenge for any running back in the NFL is third down. So it's really making the adjustment to the protections and handling the different things that the defense is going to throw at you. We're playing in a dome, so the noise, that environment definitely adds to the challenge in pass protection. So those are the little things that we're working through with the running backs. Mm-hmm.
I think more importantly, though, did he find someone to sit with at lunch, and did Jake Ryan reach out to him?
That sounds like a question I should know about. Is that something from Jake's show? Or?
We gave Jake a speech saying that he needs to make sure he has someone to sit with at lunch because it's hard being the new guy.
Well, I'm sure Jake jumped all over that. He's a class act.
So I will say yes.
So should I check in there?
Yes, I think you should.
Yeah.
I will.
Right. Yeah, I think that would fall under
the team meeting at 8:35.
There you go.
That falls under that general institutional control kind of umbrella that you need to know what's going on at all times, Coach.
I'm ultimately responsible for it, correct?
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, Atlanta's offense is like number one in the NFL? So they present kind of a challenge this week, don't they?
Great preparation, Murph. Yes, they are number one in the league in scoring.
Thank you.
They're playing very well. They have a receiver named Julio Jones. He has over 800 yards receiving already, 300 yards in one game. It's an excellent offense. Do a very good job running the football. Matt Ryan, also an accomplished quarterback. They're playing very well.
When you look at it, though, on paper, Coach, I think you probably don't roll your eyes more dramatically than when someone equates what they do in their fantasy league with what you do on Sunday or what they expect. It seems like this year especially, what we think should happen on paper and what the numbers tell us rarely proves the case on game day.
Well, definitely, and it's always interesting, too, because, I mean, we have 2 fantasy football players in our own home, so Jack and George. And I could see the frustration that people get and when they don't get the right numbers that they're expecting.
Right.
So it's just added stress to the play callers in the National Football League. I can't let it affect the call sheet, though.
You just got to win, Coach.
You got to win with style and fantasy points now.
Right.
And the stakes have gone way up in the league here the last 5 years.
How much advice do you get asked about fantasy football from those guys?
Not a whole lot. They're good. I mean, they kind of rub it into me, particularly when they have players that were that are up on their team that we happen to be playing against that week. So
yeah,
you know. So I've warned them three times already, and I'm 3 for 3. So they need to start listening.
All right, it's that time of year. We've asked you now how many years in a row. What are you giving out for Halloween?
You know, actually, Jessica, we were talking about that the other day. So she was making her annual trip to Menards, and I haven't seen her yet this week. That's kind of how Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday go. It was in our house. So I'll have to ask her tonight, Katie, just make sure we're sitting ready to go, which I'm sure we are.
So what is the thing you tell her not to buy then so you don't eat it?
That's, you know, I'm not a micromanager. She's definitely in charge. I know you work under a micromanagement operation there at the station with Merce, but she's the boss, and she'll do a great job.
All right, well, this boss is looking at the clock and says it's time to get run. Yeah, we got stuff to do. We got to get running, all right?
All right, you guys have a great week.
Hey, get us a win. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Take care.
Thanks, sir. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.